Government of India, as you may have noticed from your newspapers and TV channels, particularly if you watch business channels, has increased the import duty on gold from 7.5% to 12.5%. So the import duty has gone up by 5 percentage points. Now you might ask me, why are we bothered about gold? Okay, there is inflation all over, but inflation of food grain, wheat prices are going up, edible oil is going up, dal is going up. All the things that really matter to us, petrol, diesel, all that's going up. Gold is a luxury, right? So why are we bothered about gold? Now, there are many reasons. One, gold is very central to any economy. Because, you know, what we say, and I'm not going into details of that because that's maybe another episode of Cut the Clutter, but, you know, there is also a gold standard for currency. Because whenever there is instability, gold is seen to be, for financial instability, gold is seen to be a safe hedge. So gold always have value, and families like to keep gold, store gold for safety going ahead. And they also know that the value of gold goes up. Usually, if you take a 10-year time frame or even a 5-year time frame, usually it will not go up as much as stock markets as your main indices, but maybe not even as much as fixed deposits in good times when gold is not rising so much. But you know, 2 years back, there was a year when gold went up. Gold was most increasing or most rising investment compared to stock markets, government bonds, etc., etc. So sometimes gold has its seasons. In India, however, gold is bought mostly by households. Weddings, Akshay Tritiya, which is a festival, and also generally as a safe bet that, you know, people like to keep some gold in the family. Even the poorest like to keep some gold in the family because that is something they trust. They think its value will not go down. It really matters. And how important gold is for India's poorer and lower middle class households, you can see in the booming success of the gold loan companies in India. Wherever you go in India, you find these gold loan companies. Who are the people who are bringing their jewelry to them and pawning it and taking loans from them? Then every now and then, you see full page advertisements in newspapers saying that the following people's gold is now being auctioned because they've not been able to repay. These are obviously not rich people. They are lower middle class, almost poor people who then get into such tough times that they have to pawn their gold, and very often they end up losing it. So gold in India is not bought by, it is bought by the rich, but it's also not bought only by the rich. So we cannot dismiss it as a luxury commodity. Now, how much gold does India import? Now, if you just look at dump data, it tells you that India is the second largest importer of gold in the world. Second largest after Switzerland. So Switzerland last year, 2021, and this is the data from World Gold Council, they imported $92.3 billion worth of gold last year, whereas India imported $55.8 billion from last year. But why did I call it dump data? I called it dump data because India imports this gold mostly to consume it domestically. Some might be exported in the gems and jewelry business, but most of it is consumed domestically. Switzerland, on the other hand, re-exports this gold to many countries. You see, you've seen this bars. Whenever you see a movie with smugglers, etc., you will see these gold bars with Swiss markings. Because in Switzerland, it's a big business. In fact, if you see the countries from which India imports its gold, the highest Indian import of gold is actually from Switzerland. And last year, it was about $27.5 billion. That's a lot of money, isn't it? Similarly, there are other countries from where India's major imports come. Most of these are gold producing countries like South Africa. So it is 10 billion, UAE, 6 billion. UAE is not gold producing. They also first import, then they re-export. Guinea in Africa, that is about 562 million, about half a billion dollars. Bolivia, again about half a billion dollars, 481 million. USA, 460. Peru, 404 million. Ghana, 300 million, and so on. So India imports this to consume domestically, which means it's an almost entirely a net foreign exchange outgo. Now, what spooked Government of India? Government of India has upped this tax quite steeply from 7.5 to 12.5%. On top of it, there is also an agricultural infrastructure development tax. If you add all of that, then it becomes about 15.5%. And when you buy gold in India or buy gold jewelry, on top of it, there is also a 3% GST. So why is the government doing it? What is the government trying to do? What the government is trying to do is, they are trying to dampen the demand for gold. What spooked the government was the month of May. In the month of May, India's gold imports for a month became the highest ever. So in the month of May, India's gold imports came to $6.53 billion. That was a 677% increase year on year. That means that was a 677% increase. That's what my colleague Shubham Batra tells me. 677% increase. That is almost 7 times compared to what the import was in May last year. Even if you say May last year, we had the COVID wave and all that. But you are not importing when people are buying. Usually imports take place a month or two before people are buying. So that's what happened. And when that happened, that government, if you just multiply 6.5, say by 12, then suddenly you are looking at India's gold imports going up to almost 80 billion. That is a lot more than the number we gave you right now, which was a number for 2021, 55.8. So government believes that by increasing customs duty, increasing taxes, and by making gold more expensive, they will dampen India's demand for gold. Second, there might also be a motive that because people are buying so much gold, we are collecting a bit of money. In fact, if you see the data over the past 4 years, again, this is DRI data from Directorate of Revenue Intelligence. India earns about 10 to 14,000 crores of rupees, not dollars, every year in gold duties. That is legally imported gold on which Government of India has been charging duty. So now they've upped the duty from 7.5 to 12.5. That's almost a 2 by 3 times, 2/3 increase. So we'll get more money. That's a belief that bureaucracies often have. It's always been proven wrong. Higher tax rates don't necessarily mean higher collection. Usually, higher tax rates mean more evasion. Now, this has happened at a time and Indian gold prices have gone up. Now, I don't exactly keep track of what gold prices are, but right now, gold prices have gone to an all-time high. I believe almost 52 to 53,000, depending on when you listen to this or watch this, 52 to 53,000 rupees per 10 grams, which is the equivalent, like a metric equivalent of what used to be a tola in our parents' time. So then they used to have tola, masha, rati like that. Now you have grams and centigrams and milligrams like that. So 52 to 53,000. This is the highest ever for India. And chances are it will go up even higher because now as imports come down, if they come down, there might be a shortage. So we don't know what will happen in the Indian markets. This has happened at a time when global gold prices are not rising. In fact, if anything, global gold prices are slowly declining. The reason for that is that the dollar has surprised the markets by proving to be much stronger than the markets had thought. I told you gold is very intrinsically linked to global economies and global currency markets. Now, because of that, global gold prices are less. Gold exchange traded futures, where you don't actually buy a gold, you buy futures, those have actually shown a decline. Now, in the markets, if I read about gold markets, I read that right now, gold is down to $1,800, I presume per ounce. And experts in the market say that gold will only go up if it goes to 1845, then the bulls will come in. Because right now, it looks like that the gold market is going in the bear grip. Again, I don't understand any of that, but I'm just explaining it to you. Now, what happens in India is, what is the problem with this? See, this is all perfect bureaucratic solutions, or most perfect bureaucratic solutions fail the test of real life, which means the real market. Now, if a family has to buy gold, and there is gold available for price X and gold available for price X minus Y. If that Y is only 5% difference, all families will say, why just for 5% I should buy gold illegally or in cash. I'll buy it properly with a proper receipt and everything. But if the difference is 15.5% and then on top of it 3% GST, then first, for individual buyers, temptation to go in the gray market, where a jeweler would sell them for cash without a receipt, without anything, that goes up. And we know that vigilance on the government side, on the tax authority side, has gone up a great deal. And you see every now and then jewelers being raided, or people linked to jewelers being raided, or jewelers linked to people, public servants, who are hauled in for corruption, them being raided, because the presumption is the jewelers do a lot of cash business. But the fact is, once you create an 18.5% arbitrage, they will be cash business. And that is exactly what is likely to happen right now. And I'll give you some data as we go along. Now, May this year was also the highest amount India imported in a month, 107 tons. If you look at India's total imports in a year, if you multiply this by, say, 12, then this would be almost twice as much as India's annual average. And that was very scary. If you're sitting in the Ministry of Finance, this would look very, very, very alarming. That's again the reason why the government panicked. And now the data, full data from June, is not yet available in terms of the numbers. But we know at least this much, that in June also, the gold imports compared to previous year June are 170% higher. So there is a reason why Indians are going to gold. Now, I'm also told by Shubham that partly it's also because global gold prices fell in time for Akshay Tritiya and the wedding season in India. So people bought a lot. A lot of people were waiting for gold prices to go down, so they bought a lot. But I don't know. I don't even know if this is a wedding season coming up. Usually, I would say that when you say a wedding season, traffic jam, band, baja, barat, all over the place, you can make a presumption that about 2 months before that, India's gold imports had gone up. And you can check data. There's a direct linkage to the wedding season. So I don't know whether there's a wedding season coming up now in July, August. I have no idea, but some of you might know better. Now, the first question that might come to your mind is, why does India have to import so much coal? India imports almost 100% of its coal. India imports about 80 to 85% of its oil. So at least 15 to 20% we still produce, but gold we don't even produce 1%. You want me to give you an idea? In April and May, India imported 139 tons of gold. April and May this year, in 2 months, 139 tons of gold this year. How much does India produce in a whole year? 1127 kilos. That is 1.1 tons. So every day of the month of May, India imported more than four times as much gold as India produces in a whole year. Now, how did India get there is also a story again for some other time. Maybe one of our reporters will do that story in more detail and we'll talk about it, because India has had gold mines. India has had gold mines in Kolar, in Karnataka, in Huthi, that is in Karnataka. But the fact is, these mines have got run down. These were public sector mines. These mines have got run down. Mining has stopped. Land remains there. Some staff remains there. Every now and then there are strikes. A little gold is taken out. And there are lots of people in the private sector who've been asking the government to auction these mines and to allow the private sector to re-exploit these mines. Because this land has already been allocated, this land was already mined. Technology for gold mining has improved enormously. Also, gold prices have improved. So the use of this technology has become more feasible. But for some reason, government of India is shy of doing that. Once again, it's a question that only government of India can answer. But India produces less gold than India imported in any 6 hours in the month of May this year. So that is how big the problem is. Again, if you want to make a comparison with last year, I told you in April and May, India imported 139 tons of gold, actually precisely 139.43 tons of gold. The fact is that in the same 2 months last year, India's imports were only 27.3 tons. Now, experts believe, and I'm reading it from the Gold Council and the Indian team at the Gold Council, they say that their research tells them that every 1% increase in gold price or duty on gold reduces 3 tons per year in India. right? 3 tons per year. 3 tons per year out of nearly 800 to 1,000. And this year, if you go, going by these standards, maybe 1,200 tons. Just 3 tons a year. Further, when gold price goes up on the retail outlet, then that causes another 1.19% reduction. That is 1% increase causes 1.19% reduction. So they say with this duty increase in 12-13 months, the only reduction possible, if at all, will be just 14 tons. That means nothing. But you know what? Government's very worried. Government's worried about trade deficit. Trade deficit is going up. You might see that India's exports are going up, which is a wonderful thing, but India's imports are going up. So in fact, again, if you look at the months of April and May this year, India's overall trade deficit, this is now manufactured goods, merchandise, services, everything, and all imports, including oil, gold, etc., etc., was $15.44 billion. So if you look at India's overall deficit figures, trade deficit figures, last year, that is the financial year that just ended, 21-22, India's overall deficit over its entire imports and exports, over its entire trade, including oil, was $87 billion. By the way, nearly 75 to 80 billion of that was from China, because of the China, our deficit, trade deficit with China is a couple of billion dollars more for last year than our entire defense budget. That said, that's an aside, it was $87.03 billion. Very high, but what is the average divided by 12? Average would be about 7, a little over 7 billion per month. This year, month of May itself had 15.44 billion. And that is what spooked the government. And then I believe the June data, which is yet to come out fully, when that comes out, this figure will show a similar kind of consistency. In fact, I'm reading right here a press release from Government of India, from Press Information Bureau, that says overall India's overall exports in April-May 2022 are estimated to be US$124.59 billion, exhibiting a positive growth of 25.9%. Now, if you see a lot of the tweets from BJP leaders, BJP ministers, BJP supporters, they're fantastic. Our exports have gone up by 25.9%. Fantastic export, which is fantastic. I'm not saying it's bad. It's very good. In the same period, what happened to our imports? Our imports actually went up to 151.89 billion. Again, I'm reading from a Press Information Bureau press release from Government of India. So your exports, 124.59 these 2 months, your imports 151.89, so you can figure out what your trade deficit is. It is quite sizable. It's almost $27 billion in 2 months. So you can imagine, if you're extrapolating, what will happen in a year. So while our exports have gone up by 25.9%, our imports have gone up by 45.4%. So deficit is actually increased. Government is trying to address that by dampening demand for oil. Does it work or not? The experience tells you that these things don't work. Now, the other thing that you see often is seizure of smuggled gold. It's a fantastic. So many gold biscuits have come out, right? You see the suitcases being opened. Customs departments issue these press releases and these pictures. Wow, so much gold. Or some corrupt guy raided, or some jeweler linked to a allegedly corrupt guy raided. You say, oh, so much gold. Gold does look like a lot. And a lot of gold is seized in India. So let me tell you India's gold seizure figures. And these are from Directorate of Revenue Intelligence. And you will see the chart that we'll take straight from DRI's own release. So in 2015-16, first of all, I'm telling you in kilos, not tons, kilos. So 15-16, 795 kilos, 16-17, 481 kilos. 17-18, that's when some duties are increased and some other additional surcharges are put, 974 kilos. Next year, 1298 kilos, 18-19. I don't know what the figures are for 19-20 and 2021. I presume they've also kept going up because India has kept this duty arbitrage. But now with so much duty arbitrage, these smuggling figures are bound to go up. Because you know what? As any customs officer will tell you, and as any smuggler would tell you, and I tell you what a top smuggler told me, as any of them would tell you, the more the government tries to put taxes on these imports, the more smuggling takes place. Why do people smuggle things? Why do people smuggle watches in the time that we were in college or until 1991? People smuggled watches because in India, imports were either not allowed or they were taxed at 300%, the idea being to protect the Indian watch manufacturers, which was hardly any, barring one public sector company, HMT, where also you have to be in a waiting list to buy a decent watch. So people bought any number of watches. Then you had suitcases filled with watches. You had suitcases filled with shoes, jeans, all kinds of things. Anything on which you put too much tax creates arbitrage for smuggling. And that's why there was a lot of gold smuggling. And because of gold smuggling actually creates underworld and mafia at a level which is 1,000x of bootlegging. So what gold smuggling is to the world of mafia and underworld is 1,000x of bootlegging, because gold smuggling is so much more efficient, it needs so little space, and it brings in so much value and so much profit on one simple consignment. In fact, even if you look at India's seizures on DRI data, I noticed that 65% of these is at airports, 35% of it is land, most of which is in the northeastern areas, Myanmar border, etc., etc. The stuff that comes by boat, that is offloaded. This is what had built the really bad mafias in India. That is how Dawood Ibrahim and the rest became so powerful. They did not become so powerful smuggling or playing bootlegging game. Bootlegging is for petty people compared to them. They were doing big stuff. They were doing gold. And I told you what a top smuggler said to me. When Dr. Manmohan Singh in 1991, after that, loosened gold import policy, he opened up gold imports. Suddenly, it became evident that now gold smuggling business will go out. There is no justification for gold smuggling. So that is when I wanted to speak with Dawood Ibrahim. And Sheila Bhatt, who used to work with us, she was the editor of our Gujarati edition in India Today. She knew Dawood Ibrahim and she called him for an interview. She was interviewing him and then she put me on the call and he talked to me nicely and he said, I said, ab kya sochte hain, aapka to sara business hi band ho jayega. So he said, hum to Dr. Manmohan Singh ko bahut badi badhai dete hain. Hum to desh bhakt hain. Aaj bhi subah ek match hua tha India aur West Indies ka, New Zealand mein World Cup chal raha tha us time. Usme bhi humne India ke upar hi bet kiya tha, lekin haar gaye to ab kya kare, bada bura lag raha hai. And he said, hum to badhai dete hain ki bahut acha hua, kyunki jisko aap smuggling kehte hain, what you call smuggling, we call it trade because it's fully legal in UAE, in Dubai. So I'm just doing trading, and this trading became possible only because India banned gold imports and put so much tax on it. By removing tax, you are finishing my business. I would say with this much tax now, India is walking once again back in the same trap, where you will find year after year, unless these duties are reduced, India's gold seizures will go up. And as anybody who tracks smuggling would tell you, that more seizures, either of drugs or of gold or of bootleg liquor, do not mean that these underworld businesses are coming under control. More the seizure multiplied by a particular multiple, that means that much more smuggling is taking place. And once again, if I look at World Gold Council figures, they think already that India might be importing about 650, 700 tons of gold per year, but smuggling into India is already 300 tons per year. That's a lot of gold coming in illegally with obviously cash and hawala. And when this happens, it's inevitable that this smuggling will go up further. So once again, government might have the satisfaction of saying, now we are charging higher tax, but if less gold comes through the regular channels, legal channels, then government will lose even the tax that they are getting now. Those are things that we need to understand better.